بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continuing our studies in the narration of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت fear Allah wherever you may be وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, it will erase it. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ and deal with the people with good manners and treat the people with good manners. الْوَصِيَّةَ الْأُولَى بِالتَّقْوَى فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَنِ this has preceded the issues with regards to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandment of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fear Allah azza wa jalla in public and in private. This has preceded, and we have been reading what Ibn Rajab he had mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala with regards to the statement of the Messenger al-wasiyya al-thaniya, the second commandment and order and great and highly emphasized advice the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he gave wa atbi' al-sayyi'a al-hasana tamhuha and follow up the bad deed with a good deed, it would erase it. Ibn Rajib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned about this issue, and we review briefly, insha'Allah, from the previous class, that since the individual, all of us were commanded to obey Allah in public and in private, and in public and in private, whenever the people can see us and whenever the people cannot see us, whenever we are seen by the people or whenever we are alone by ourselves, and only Allah knows what we are saying or what we are doing. We are commanded to fear Allah at all times, meaning to comply to His commandments and to apply them and abide by way of them. And likewise to avoid and stay away from His prohibitions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Him and believing that He's worthy of worship, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is the command and this is the order and this is what is required, but the human being, he has deficiency. The human being, he has defects. The human being, he has shortcomings. So this is a reality, and this is how Allah has created the people. And with wisdom, He has created the people, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the second wasiyah, this is with regards to this issue. Although we are ordered to have this taqwa in public and in private, and to fear Allah in every situation, and even if one were to strive and to try, and to give his best effort sincerely and truthfully, he will still fall short. And there will still be times when he's overcome by his desires, and his whims overtake him. And he is deceived by his own soul. And shaitan, he whispers to him and he falls victim to that whisper. And the likes like this. So even the people of the taqwa, and this is one of the great benefits that he began this subject with, they fall into sin. Even the people of the taqwa, the people who are truly from the people of the taqwa, and they are the people whom Allah has prepared paradise for, they fall into sin. But whenever they fall into sin, they remember Allah Azza wa Jal. After that, and they don't continue upon that sin. Well, they know that Allah, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful, and that Allah, He accepts the repentance of all sins, and that Allah, He accepts the repentance for every sin, so long as one makes it before he's dying, and before death comes to him, and before the sun rises from the west, and the lights like this, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will forgive all sins, so long as one repents sincerely. So therefore, a believer who knows that, whenever he does fall short, whenever he does fall victim to his soul, whenever he does disobey his Lord, then he will remember Allah after that and remember His greatness and remember His blessings and remember His mercy and remember His strength and power and authority and remember His severe punishment likewise and threat for those who disobey Him. And he will have remorse and he will repent. And we also see in the narration that the author, he had mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that the Prophet, he informed us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of a man who committed a sin, a man who perpetrated a sin, and then after that he repented, and he said, oh my Lord, verily I repented. Oh my Lord, verily I committed a sin, so forgive me. Oh my Lord, and he called on Allah, Ya Rabbi, inni adhnabtu dhanban, faghfirli. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, verily my servant, he knows that he has a Lord who takes people to account for their sins, and he forgives their sins, so therefore I forgive him. And there's a great benefit here, and that is to know Allah. And this is why we were created, to know Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, to know His greatness and His majesty. He knows He has إِنَّ عَبْدِي يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبُ أو يغفر الذنب أو يأخذ بالذنب. That verily my slave, he knows he has a Lord. He knows he has a creator. He knows he has a provider. He knows he has a sustainer. He knows he has Allah Azza wa Jalla that has brought him into existence and given him shape and form. And he knows that he's returning to him. He knows that he's returning to him. This knowledge right here, and acting upon that knowledge by having remorse, acting upon that knowledge, knowing that one has a Lord and that he disobeyed him, and that that Lord is great and mighty and powerful and strong, and he has commandments and prohibitions, he has limits that he has set, and he has made it incumbent upon us to abide by them, and he knows his own soul that he fell short, and that he transgressed those limits and he violated those boundaries, and then he has remorse and he repents. And this is from the great secrets or the great wisdoms with regards to true repentance and seeking forgiveness, and that is to know Allah. The one who knows Allah, and he knows his greatness, and he knows his power, and he knows his strong, and he knows his majesty, and he knows his threat likewise, and also he knows his promise, and he knows his mercy, and he knows his greatness, and that no sin is too great for Allah to forgive, and therefore he will repent. He will repent, and his heart will be full of tawheed. At this time, of tawheed al-ilmi, at-tawheed al-ilmi, of the knowledge of Allah, that Allah, he saw me, that Allah, he heard me, that Allah, he has commandments, and he has the king, and he has the one who has the authority, and I violated that. And then instead of fleeing from him, and running from him, and transgressing the limits even further, he turns to him, knowing the mercy of Allah and his kindness, and knowing the mercy of Allah and his kindness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he flees to him. Fafirru ila Allah. So flee to Allah. So this is the case, yani. So this is tawheed. This is to actualize the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creed and in belief and in knowledge and application. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who comes to him like this, he forgives the sins. He forgives the sins. My slave, he knows he has a Lord. My slave, he knows he has a Lord who forgives sins. And he takes to account or punishes for sins. So the fact that he knows him and he came to him, he said, then forgive my servant. So this is, yani, from the beautiful benefits of this narration and this advice of the Prophet. Follow up the bad deed. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow up the bad deed with the good deed. It will wipe it out. Follow up the bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe it out. It will erase it. And the author, he mentioned one of the verses from Surah Al Imran, clarifying the attributes of the people of At-Taqwa. And he has mentioned several verses, but he saved this verse here for this particular reason. Because in this verse in Surah Al Imran, it's describing the people of At-Taqwa, and likewise it's describing that from their traits is that they fall into sin. But when they fall into sin, they remember Allah. And when they fall into sin, they do not continue and persist upon that sin. Rather, they dhakarullah. Dhakarullah. What does that mean, dhakar? They remember Allah. Those people who are from the people of paradise, those whom Allah had prepared paradise for them, they, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. That if they commit actions of indecency, when this is major sins, al-fahisha is a major sin. Or they oppress their own souls with actions of disobedience. What do? They remember Allah. The benefit here that Ibn Rajab, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, أي ذكروا عظمته وشدة بطشه وانتقامه وما توعد به على المعصية من العقاب فيوجب ذلك لهم الرجوع في الحال والاستغفار وترك الإصرار. So this is the benefit here, that these people of piety and righteousness, whenever they fall into sin, and they commit a crime and transgress the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whether it's a major crime or a minor sin, what do? They remember Allah. They remember the greatness of Allah, and they remember His severe punishment, and that He takes retribution, and that which He has threatened the people with, those who disobey Him, and based upon disobedience, there's a threat with a punishment, and this necessitates for them. And he causes them to return to Allah at that moment. Whenever they remember this, remember what? The greatness of Allah, the power of Allah, the punishment of Allah, the threat of Allah. They remember that. This remembrance here, this knowledge here, calls them directly to act upon that. whenever their heart remembers that, and they remember that that Allah, He brought them into existence, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator, al-Khaliq, al-Bari, and that they are creation, makhluq, that this person that sinned, he is makhluq, marbub, he's a creation, like the tree is a creation. The tree is a creation, nobody doubts that. Like that, we're a creation. We're a creation. The tree has a creator, and so do you, and so do I. Naam, and we're returning to him. So the believer, he has this tawheed, and he has this aqidah, and he has this iman, alhamdulillah. Whenever this iman, whenever he's reminded with this, he returns back to Allah. He'll leave that sin immediately, no matter how much his heart was attached to it. No matter, he will have remorse. He will have remorse and he will leave, and he will be afraid of Allah. And this will cause him to leave off at israr and to not continue. We've seen previously, likewise, one of the benefits he mentioned, rahimahullah, wa tawbatu tarku al israr. Wa tawbatu tarku al israr. Sincere repentance is to leave off persistence. Is to leave off al israr. Al israr means to persist. To persist upon the sin. To continue upon the sin without seeking forgiveness. To continue upon the sin without having remorse. To continue upon the sin without leaving it. To continue upon it. To continue upon it. Even if one had remorse, but he continued to commit the sin, he would not be considered making repentance. Rather, he'd be making israr. Israr. What is israr? Persistence. Persistence. Naam, these words are very important in this topic now that we're discussing. Al-israr. It's from the verb asarra, yusirru, asirra israran, al-israr, bisad, al-israr, al-israr, ala al-dhanb, to continue, to be persistent, to continue and to insist, to not stop. And this is called al-israr. He said, rahimahullah, that tawbah is to leave off this, to leave off this. This is what the people of taqwa do. They don't make israr. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They do not persist. They do not persist of what they did, meaning from the crime, meaning from the sin, meaning from the disobedience. They do not continue and persist upon that while they know, meaning while they know the greatness of Allah and the power of Allah and the threat of Allah, and also while they know the mercy of Allah and the kindness of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah for those who take that path. So therefore, this necessitates for them to repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then he mentioned here, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That verily the people of taqwa, again mentioning these verses are mentioning directly the people of at-taqwa. The people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, verily those people who have at-taqwa, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, if a whisper or an evil inclination comes to them from shaitan, it touches them, meaning they're called to do evil, or they're called, or they fall into it themselves, then they remember. After that, they remember, it comes to them, they're tried. The whispers come to them. Maybe he's even affected by that and falls into it. But they remember Allah. The people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those people of taqwa, they remember Allah. Their taqwa, it affects them. It affects them even whenever their soul overcomes them and their deficiency is exposed. But after that, they remember Allah. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And then they see straight. And then they see straight. Meaning, they see the reality of life. They go back to their tawheed. They go back to the taqwa. They remember that they're creation. They remember that they're created. They remember that they have a creator. They remember that they're returning to him. They remember that he's been very kind and nice to them and very merciful to them. And also that he is very severe in punishment for those who are not thankful. And for those who show no thanks and appreciation for the bounties and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah, he has mentioned this in more than one verse in his book. And this is the way that a believer, he traverses in his life. And the people of at-taqwa, this is from their traits. And that they worship Allah and they move through life with fear and hope. With fear and hope. They fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. They fear him and they fear his punishment. And they fear to have a bad ending in their life and to die in a foul manner. And likewise, they hope for his mercy. They hope for his mercy. So they know Allah Azza wa Jal, and they know him in this manner. This is from the greatest acts of worship. Rather, every act of worship has to be performed in this manner, with fear and with hope. With fear and with hope. Allah, he says, يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah, he mentioned this in his book. يَعْلَمُوا, you have to know. يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. That verily Allah, he is severe in punishment. You know that. He's calling all mankind. No, اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم. And likewise, know that Allah, He is the most forgiving and merciful. He is severe in punishment for those who disobey Him. for those who violate and transgress his limits, and those who transgress the boundaries, and those who oppress their own souls and oppress the souls or the individuals or the people and his slaves, and those who also violate his rights. Subhanahu wa ta'ala shadidul iqab. He's severe in punishment. Severe in punishment. But also he is forgiving and merciful. Forgiving and merciful for those who take the path to mercy. Forgiving and merciful for those who take the path to his forgiveness. To his forgiveness. And they work in that way. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, Nabbi ibadi, inform my slaves, Anni ana al-ghafur al-rahim, wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhab al-aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called the people, Nabbi ibadi, inform them, let them know. And this is an amazing verse for a believer to ponder over, especially in the context that it comes. Even the verses at the bottom of the page, Nabbi ibadi, anna Allah ghafur al-rahim, wa anni أَنَا غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ وَأَنَا عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْعَلِيمُ. Inform my slaves that I, verily I am forgiving, the most forgiving and merciful, and that my punishment is the most severe punishment. So this is something that we have been informed of, and this is something that we have to be aware of, and this is something that we must remember. And the way to deal with these deficiencies that we have is like this, to remember him and to return to him. And whoever remembers him and returns to him, then verily he will find him. يَجِدْ اللَّهَ forgiving and merciful. He will find Allah the most forgiving and the most merciful. So therefore, the one who sins, he repents whenever he remembers. If he remembers as soon as he's done, as soon as his sin is finished, and the heat of that sin is gone, and he's left with the bitterness of that sin, he repents immediately. He will not delay. He will not delay. This is something that is very important. We see here that also the author, he mentioned a narration from Ibn Majah. And it's from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَتَائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ أَتَائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. This is one of those short narrations that's very beneficial, that a student of the Arabic language or a Muslim in general should memorize, especially those who are memorizing the Arabic language. أَتَائِبُ مِنْ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Less than 10 words. التائب من الذنب, the one who repents from a sin, كمن لا ذنب له, is like the one who has no sin. The one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no sin. Meaning the one who repents from the sin is gone. He's not held accountable for it. He's not going to be punished for it. The one who truly repents and he follows the proper means of repentance, and he truthfully, then it's as if he has no sin. He's like the one who has no sin. So the people of knowledge, they mention about at-tawbah, that it has shurut. At-tawbah laha shurut. At-tawbah an-nasuha, as-sadiqa. The true and sincere repentance, it has conditions. The first one is that iqla'u an al-dhanb, to leave off the sin. To leave off the sin. Wal-nadam, wal-nadama, wal-nadam minhu, min al-wuqu'i fihi. That a person, after he leaves it, he has remorse. He has remorse from the sin. He leaves the sin and he has remorse. His heart is affected by that. He has regret. Now, that's because why? What brings about the remorse and the regret? The remembrance of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the favor of Allah, the blessing of Allah, the anger of Allah. Likewise, yani, so he will have remorse. All of these things Allah has given us, and all of these things that He has allowed for us, and all of these things He has made permissible for us, and these few things that are impermissible, who couldn't resist except to commit them, all the things that one can say, but he couldn't resist except to backbite. And he can say many things, so many things he can say. Backbiting he can't say. Carrying tales he can't do that. And so all of these things that he can say, he left all of that and he said the thing that he cannot say. Or he did the thing that he cannot do. And so the one who remembers this, then he will have remorse. He will have regret. And that he did that, that he committed that, that he perpetrated that violation, that this is the right of Allah. And then who is Allah? And he remembers Allah again and his greatness, and this is an amazing affair. So then he will have remorse. He will have remorse. This is tawheed. That remorse is an action of the heart. It comes from the belief in Allah and his greatness and his right to be worshipped, and the belief in his deen and his legislation and his halal and his haram and his commandments and his prohibitions, and also knowing the one's self and his reality, and he's deficient, and that he fell short, and that he did that, he committed that, he perpetrated that. So then he has remorse, and then he repents. And then likewise, he has to have strong determination and azm, عَلَى عَدَمِ الرُّجُوعِ الْأَوْدَى إِلَى الذَّنْبِ, that he will have strong determination that he will not return to that sin, that he will not return to that sin. So there are three steps. Who can repeat them? Leaves off the sin, has remorse from them, and strong determination to not return. In Arabic, ahsant. Remember our three words, huh? Now. Al-ikhla' an-dhanb wa nadamu alayhi wa al-azmu ala adami al-awdati ilayhi. Ahsant. So it was just three vocabulary words. Al-ikhla' wa nadam wa al-azm. 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 So ikhla' he means he leaves it. Aqla'a yuqli'u aqli'a. He left it. Now he didn't leave it afraid what the people will say. He left it afraid of Allah. And he has remorse in his heart. And then also he has the strong determination. He will not go back. The one who does this whenever he sins, this is what the Prophet ﷺ is mentioning here. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. The one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no sin. The one who does this, he has no sin. If he made a sin, no matter what it was, even if it was shirk, waliyadu billah, even if he was calling on the graves, waliyadu billah, the worst of, or if he was innovation, or if he was doing the Prophet's birthday party, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever the case, or if he's drinking alcohol, or if he killed somebody, or if he committed fornication, waliyadu billah, any sin, no matter great, how great, if he followed this step here, with tawheed, and the knowledge of Allah, and the love of Allah, and the fear of Allah, like this, and he leaves the sin based upon that creed and that belief, and then he has remorse in his heart likewise, based upon that iman, and then he has strong determination to go straight, then his sin is gone. Huh? يَجِدَ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. He will find Allah the most forgiving and the most merciful. The most forgiving and the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will forgive him like this. He will forgive him in this manner. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is the case when the steps for tawbah, if the sin is related to Allah Azza wa Jal, with the right of Allah. If somebody disobeyed Allah, it's between the slave, between the person and Allah. This is how to repent. As for the case as if it was with an individual from the creation, that he had taken the right of a person, he had violated the right of a person and their reputation, meaning he backbit them, or he lied about them, or he carried tales about them, or he spoke ill of them and the likes like this, or if he took their wealth, or if he took their property, or if he harmed them physically and shed their blood, and the likes like this, then this requires another level. This will not be sufficient. Just to stop doing that and then to have remorse and to have determination not to go back. In order for this one to be completely removed, there must be another step. And that is that he must seek forgiveness from that person. Likewise, that person has to back down from that and not take into account for that. What is it called? Radd al-madhalim. He's going to... forgive the person. He's going to pardon the person. If he took his money, then he رَدِّ الْمَظَالِمِ جَخَرَهِ. He has to return his money back. For example, he stole. His crime is that he stole. So he goes through the process. He knows that his stealing is haram, and he disobeyed Allah. So therefore, he will leave that, and he will have remorse, and he will have determination that he will not steal ever again. But as for that which he stole, that person, he has to give it back to him. Either he's going to give the item back directly, or he's going to give the wealth of that item back. Or that person is going to tell him, don't worry about it, I pardon you and I forgive you and I will not hold you to account. Likewise, if he spoke ill of him or backbit him, then likewise the people of knowledge, they mentioned that he would have to go to him and tell him and apologize to him. I know I said this about you behind your back, and I did this affair like this, and I astaghfir Allah Azza wa Jalla, I seek forgiveness from Allah, and I ask you to pardon me, and this was my mistake. But many of the people of knowledge, they mentioned this, but some of the scholars, they have went into detail in this affair. And that is what is correct, and Allah knows best. And that is that if the person, he believes that the one who he backbit, for example, or he spoke ill of, if he were to inform him, it's going to make the situation worse. You know, that person is going to make the situation even worse than it already is by him going to him and confessing to him and asking him to forgive him. Maybe he's not going to forgive him. Maybe it's going to put something in his heart even worse than the situation is already. So therefore, that person, he will not tell him. He will not go to him and tell him that he backbit him, or that he said this about him in this gathering, or he mocked him, or the likes like this in this gathering. But rather, he will just mention him with goodness in the same types of gatherings. He will mention that person with goodness, and he will seek forgiveness, make dua for him, and he will mention that same person that he spoke ill about with goodness, and mention him with goodness, and he will continue to seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, and also make dua for that person, and hoping that Allah will pardon him. Hoping that Allah will pardon him, and hoping that Allah Azza wa Jal, yani on the day of resurrection, will cause that person likewise, yani to not take him to account. To not take him into account. So therefore, if it's with regards to the people, then a person, he has to return back the right that he has taken. If it's property, he has to return it back. If it's wealth, he has to return it back. Or at least they have to pardon him, and the likes like this. The one who takes these processes, he's like he has no sin. It's like he has no sin. So it says here now, قِيلَ لِلْحَسَنِ. This is a narration that we stopped at in the previous class. قِيلَ لِلْحَسَنِ. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah. He died in 110. And he's from the Tabi'een. He says, أَلَا يَسْتَحْيِ أَحَدُنَا مِنْ رَبِّهِ يَسْتَغْفِرُ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ ثُمَّ يَعُودُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ ثُمَّ يَعُودُ. And he should, this is, and somebody came to Hassan and he mentioned this to him. He says, should not one of us be shy from his Lord, that he will ask Allah, that he will ask him to forgive him, and then he will, from his sins, and then he will go back and do those sins again? And he will ask him to forgive him from his sins, and then he will go do those sins again, and then he will ask forgiveness again from his sins, and then he will go do those sins again? And this is the question. And this might be a question that has come to many of the people's minds before. But he's saying here, listen to the way he's coming. Should not he be shy from Allah? And that he's going to do a sin, and then know he did a sin, and then feel bad about doing this sin, and then leave off the sin and ask Allah to forgiveness. Maybe he'll cry. Maybe he'll fall into sujood and beg Allah. Maybe his heart will break in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then after that, he will fall victim again. Maybe moments later, or an hour later, or the same day, or next week, or next month. Yani, something will happen, and the situation will occur, and he'll fall into it again. Or he'll do another sin like this. And then now he will have remorse again after the messaging ta'ifun min ash-shaytan tadhakkur. After he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, then he will do it again, and he will have remorse again, and he will repent again, and then he will ask Allah to forgive him again, and then after that he'll go back and do the sin again. So he says, "Ala yastahi ahaduna, should not one of us be shy from that? Should not one of us be shy from that?" And this is something that might occur, but listen to the response of a scholar, the response of an alim, the response of somebody who accompanied the companions. And Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَقَالَ وَدَّ الشَّيْطَانُ لَوْ ظَفَرَ مِنْكُمْ بِهَذَا وَدَّ الشَّيْطَانُ لَوْ ظَفَرَ مِنْكُمْ بِهَذَا أَوْ بِهَذِهِ فَلَا تَمِلُّوا مِنَ الْإِسْتِكْفَارِ. He says, Shaytan, he wished, and he's hoping that he can win with this, and he's hoping that he'll get away with this with you. Yani, so do not become bored, or do not leave off the seeking forgiveness. Don't ever listen to this ever. Do not ever listen to this ever. Meaning that he will never be shy. If he sought forgiveness, and if he sinned and then he sought forgiveness, then alhamdulillah. Then what is his situation right now? If a person sinned and then they sought forgiveness, what is his situation right now? Like he has no sin. And then he goes through his life, a minute, 2 minutes, 1 hour, two days, 3 months, a year, and then he sins, however long it may be. And then he sins again. What happened right now? He's held accountable for that. If he meets Allah with that, he'll be asked. Especially if it's a major sin. Naam? Especially if it's a major sin. Naam? But if he repented again, the same process. And he woke up, he came back to his senses, he realized his ignorance went away, the knowledge of Tawheed came back to his mind, the front of his mind, he remembered at that time, A'udhu Billah, Astaghfirullah, and he repented again. What's the situation now? At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. This hadith right here, this is the qa'idah fil bab. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. The one who repents from the sin is like the one who does not have sin. So this is the life of a believer. So a believer, he is also commanded in that noble verse, yani that we studied previously. Then اتقوا الله حق تقاته يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Fear Allah as He ought to be feared. Remember the meaning of that. Remember the meaning of that. ولا تموتون إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And do not die except while you are in a state of Islam. True Muslims. True Muslims. So long as the Muslim, he is going through this process, and he does not die, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ while he's committing the sin. So long as he's, as soon as he commits the sin, he remember Allah and he repent. So long as he dies like this, and in that time of repentance, then he's good. He's good. يجد الله غفور. He will find Allah. When he meets Allah, Allah will be forgiving and merciful. Now, this is the promise of Allah. وَلَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ مِعَادَ. Allah, he doesn't go back on the promise. So therefore, يعني الشيطان يعني يود أن يظفر بهذا. And he wished that he could get the people to do this. And this is what he'll do. No, just wait till later to repent. You're going to do it again later. Or you're going to go out again on the weekend. Why don't you just wait till Sunday? Or Yom Al-Ahad. Or like this, because you're going to go like this. But a person, a believer, he doesn't know when he would die. Maybe he would die on that time. Or between that time. He doesn't know when death is going to come to him. So therefore, Shaytan, he's trying to delay him and delay him and delay him. Hoping that death will come to him then. Before he repents. So a believer, he will not delay. And he will not be shy from Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, he will repent. Rather, he will go through the process again. He will go through the process again. He will repent. And he will have remorse again. And he will feel bad again. And he will have regret again. And he will tell himself again and again and again, I will not do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall into it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to touch that, or to drink that, or whatever the sin may be, whatever it's related to, the eyes or the hands, yani, or the ears. And the likes like this, he's going to tell himself that with sincerity. And if somebody is tried by the same sin, then he, at the same time, he will beg Allah Azza wa Jal to help him. He will beg Allah Azza wa Jal to help him, and then take the means to avoid that. And take the means to avoid that. From the benefits that we studied in the istiqamah class, yani about being steadfast, from the principles of being steadfast, is to close the windows, to shut the doors that lead to sin. If a person is constantly tried of looking at foul images on the screen, then he will not put himself in that position. He will not. Maybe he'll have to even just go ahead and get rid of internet if it becomes so bad with him. He will gonna have to just get rid of the internet, like this. And he to close the avenues, or he was gonna get a roommate. If instead of being alone, he's gonna get a roommate, like this. Or we're gonna put some block on his thing. And this is just examples. You know, if he's not going to go around those same people, if he has a problem with individuals, and a certain sin that's related to people, and if a person gets around the wrong company, they're going to lead him to what they're upon. So, from the means of closing the avenues, likewise, is to have good companions, and to have no companions is better than to have bad companions. To have no companions is better than having bad companions or a bad companion. So therefore, yani, a believer, he has to take the means, likewise, closing the avenues, stopping these possibilities. So he says, also has been mentioned from Al-Hassan about this issue, rahimahullah, مَا أَرَى هَذَا إِلَّا مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, I don't believe this to be anything other than the manners and the etiquettes of the believers. مَا أَرَى هَذَا إِلَّا مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yani, to repent, to sin and to repent. I don't believe that this is anything except for the manners of the believers. The manners of the believers. So this is the way of the believers. And the way of the disbelievers, they don't repent. They don't repent. They sin and they sin and they sin, and they have no remorse, no regret. And the likes like that. As for a believer, he sins and then he has remorse. He sins and then he has regret. He sins and then he repents, like this. This is the way of the believers. Yani Ibn Rajab, he says, Yani أن المؤمن كلما أذنب تاب. Meaning that the believer, every time he sins, he repents. Every time he sins, he repents. He repents. So these are yani some of the narrations he mentioned. He mentioned another narration from Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he died in the year 101. في خطبته. In one of his sermons, he said, من أحسن منكم فليحمد الله ومن أساء فليستغفر الله فإنه لابد لأقوام من أن يعملوا أعمالا ووظفها الله في رقابهم وكتبها عليهم. He said that whoever from amongst you, he does good, then let him praise Allah. And if that good is from who? It's from Allah. It's from Allah. The good that we have is from Allah. If somebody has done good in his life, it's from Allah. It's the grace of Allah. It's the mercy of Allah. So therefore, he will thank Allah and praise Him. He will thank Allah and praise Him. And the one who understands this, this is likewise Tawheed. Tawheed, and then Allah will give him more. Allah will give him more. So then if he has good, whoever from amongst you has good, then let him praise Allah. And whoever did bad, then let him seek forgiveness from Allah. Then let him seek forgiveness from Allah. Because verily there's no way out except for individuals that they are going to do deeds that Allah has decreed for them. And you know, Allah has decreed for them and written them. And you know, the sins that people perform, these are all by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything happens by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. But a believer, he will not use that as a proof, you know, for him to commit sin. Because Allah has made a path to paradise. And likewise, He has made ways that lead to the hellfire. And there are actions. There are actions and deeds that are means to get to paradise. And there are actions and deeds that are means to get to the hellfire. This is something that Allah, He has established. He has established. And He has created the people for paradise. And He has decreed that they will do the deeds of the people of paradise until they die in that manner. And they go into the paradise. So it's the mercy of Allah that they do those deeds. And it's the mercy of Allah that He accepts those deeds from them. And it's the mercy of Allah that He enters them into paradise. And then there are people likewise, He created them that He created them for the fire. Hum ashabun nar. They are the people of the fire. And these people, Allah has decreed that they will do the deeds of the people of the fire until they die in that manner. Waliyadu billah. Until they die in that manner, waliyadu billah, and they'll enter the fire. Based upon this. Based upon their actions. Naam, that is written for them. That is written for them. So from the means of, or from the attributes of the people, Allah, He, u'iddat al-muttaqin, that He had the paradise that He has made for them, is that whenever they sin, they repent. Whenever they sin, they repent. They repent. So from the avenues that lead to paradise, and from the attributes of the people on the path to paradise, and those people who are in paradise, is that when they sin, they repent. When they sin, they repent. They don't continue. They repent. There are people who are repentant to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they continue to repent. They live their life like this. ما أرى هذا إلا من أخلاق المؤمنين. I don't think this is anything other than the manners of the believers. So therefore, the believer is decreed for him that he will sin, huh? But we don't know. We don't know. Not one of us knows if it's written for him to be from the people of paradise, or if it's written for him to be from the people of the nar. But what we do know is that Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He clarified for us with great detail the path of paradise and the ways that lead to the hellfire. And He clarified for us in detail the reality of our own souls, and likewise the attributes of our Lord. And He clarified for us in detail the attributes of these people on that path, and the actions and statements that are upon that path, and likewise the actions of that path, yani the paths of misguidance, and the attributes of those people. So therefore, a person who wants to go to Jannah, then let him take the path to Allah Azza wa Jal. فَيَتَّخِذِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Naam. Then let him take a path to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Naam. And you cannot will except Allah wills. So we have a will. We have a will and we have a choice. But it's under the decree of Allah. So a believer, he will work. This is what that means. That he will work. كُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. That everyone, he has been, it'll be made easy for him to do what he's created for. To do what he is created for. So then he said in another narration, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ أَلَمَّ بِذَنْبٍ فَلْيَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ وَلْيَتُوبَ فَإِنْ عَادَ فَلْيَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ وَلْيَتُوبَ فَإِنْ عَادَ فَلْيَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ وَلْيَتُوبَ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ خَطَايَا مُطَوَّقَةٌ فِي أَعْنَاقِ الرِّجَالِ وَإِنَّ الْحَلَاكَ كُلَّ الْحَلَاكِ فِي الْإِصْرَارِ عَلَيْهَا. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that, O mankind, O you people, that if whoever, one of you commits a sin, then let him seek forgiveness and repent to Allah. If he goes back to sinning again, then let him seek forgiveness and repent to Allah. If he goes back to sinning again, then let him seek forgiveness and repent to Allah. Because verily, they are sins that are written for they're in the next, yani they're of men, meaning they're written, this decreed for them. He said, but destruction, total destruction, is that a person, he will persist upon them. He will persist upon them. And al-israr alayha. Al-israr alayha. Nobody is going to live in this life and not sin. Nobody is going to live in this life. No human being is going to be born and reach the age of puberty and not commit a sin. Naam? So this is the cure for that. وأتبغي السيئة الحسنة تتمها والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. This is the way of the believers. They remember Allah and His greatness and His majesty and His glory and His power. They remember His promise and His strength, and they remember likewise His mercy and forgiveness, and they feel bad whenever they sin. They feel bad whenever they sin. They know that they're a slave. A slave, he has a master. A slave, he has an owner. Huh? And the owner, he has authority. Allah, He's the Rabb. The Rabb. From the meaning of al-Rububiyyah is al-Mulk. And from the meaning of Mulk is that He decrees and commands, and He allows and He prohibits. This is His kingdom. He created everything. Everything in creation is His. He created it and shaped it and formed it and brought it into existence, and nobody helped Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody helped Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore He is the one who decrees, and He says whenever the sun comes up and when it goes down. Huh? Because it belongs to Him alone. It belongs to Him alone. Whenever the rain comes, whenever it stops, whenever the seasons come, all this is at His command. Because He is the owner. Because He is the creator. He is the Rabb. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna abdi ya'lamu anna lahu rabba. Verily my slave, he knows that he has a Rabb. And then he sees forgiveness. And he, like this, like Allah, He has authority. Like that, just like that, Allah also, He has created all these drinks for us. Now, and He has allowed some of them and prohibited some of them. He has created eyes for us. He has allowed us to see things and prohibit us from other things. And likewise, the hearing and the hands and the feet, all of these affairs, there are prohibitions and there are commandments. There are ordainments and there are regulations. So therefore, a believer, he knows these things and he remembers these things. And then he remembers this issue and he repents to Allah. He is upon khayr. He is upon goodness. He is upon goodness. So to not remember, or to remember and to not repent, this is destruction. And this is the path of the people of the hellfire. And this is the path of the people who are in the wrath and the anger of Allah, that they do not repent. That shaitan, he touches them, or their souls, they cause them to incline to sin, and then after that they don't repent. After whatever the reason may be. Now maybe shaitan tricked them, whatever the case, no excuse. The knowledge has come. Now, so he says, وَمَعْنَا هَذَا أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَبُدَّ أَنْ يَفْعَلَ مَا قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُتِبَ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمَ حَذُّهُ مِنَ الزِّنَا فَهُوَ مُدْرِكٌ ذَلِكَ لَا مَحَالَ. So the meaning of this statement, he's saying, rahimahullah, is that the person, that he must perform the actions that are decreed for him. And from that are sins. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it has been written for the son of Adam, his portion of fornication. And he's going to reach that, no doubt. And what he's referring to here is a hadith. But he says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ لِلْعَبْدِ مَخْرَجًا مِمَّا وَقَعَ فِيهِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. But Allah, He has made a way out for him for what he falls into from the sins. And He made a way out from him, meaning repentance. وَمَحَاهُ بِالتَّوْبَةِ وَالِاسْتِغْفَارِ. And Allah will wipe out that which he fell into from sins and from disobedience with tawbah and istighfar. So Allah has decreed that the people will sin, and He has also made a way out for them from their sins. He's decreed that too. One decree is a universal decree. That is going, that these things happen. But then there's also in His legislation, His legislative command, that He has legislated for those people who will fall into this, that they repent. That they repent. This is from His legislative command and will, and that which He has decreed for His slaves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He made a way out for them, and it is by a tawbah and istighfar. So he said, فَإِنْ فَعَلَ فَقَدْ تَخَلَّصَ مِنْ شَرِّ الذَّنْبِ وَإِنْ أَصَرَّ عَلَى ذَنْبِ هَلَكَ. So if a person were to do that, and he meaning to repent and to seek forgiveness, whenever he falls into the sins, then he will free himself from the evil of that sin. He will free himself from the evil of that sin. But if he persists and he continues with israr upon the sin, then he will be destroyed. Then this is his destruction. This is a sign of his destruction. And in the hadith he's mentioning here is a hadith that has been narrated in Bukhari. Bukhari and Muslim. Naam. It's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. And if it's sahihain. It's Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَشْبَهَ بِاللَّمَمْ مِمَّا قَالَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ يعني بِاللَّمَمْ مما قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Abbas, he says, I never saw anything more similar to al-lamam. يعني al-lamam is mentioned in the Quran. Which surah? Al-Najm. Another surah too. I think Al-Imran. An-Nisa. An-Nisa. How's the verse go? النساء إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سلام لا إسناد النجم الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع مغفرة جزاك الله خيرا إن starts with إن الذين يجتنبون كبائر ما تنهون عنه كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إلا اللمم نعم إن ربك واسع المغفرة. اللمم, and he mentioned that this is the minor sins. The minor sins. Ibn Abbas, he says, I never seen anything more resembling to this lamam than what Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu he mentioned about what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said. إن الله كتب على ابن آدم حظه من الزنا. That verily Allah he has written and he decreed for the son of Adam his portion of الزنا. أدرك ذلك لا محالة. He's going to reach that, and that's going to catch him. No doubt. There's no way out. فَزِنَ الْعَيْنِ النَّظَرِ وَزِنَ اللِّسَانِ الْمَنْطِقِ وَزِنَ الْمَنْطِقِ وَالنَّفْسِ تَمَنَّ وَتَشْتَهِي. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as for the fornication of the eye, it is to look. Yani the fornication is written on the son of Adam. Not meaning everybody will fornicate, but he's referring to this issue here. Yani the zina, the fornication of the eye, is to look. And the fornication of the tongue is to speak, yani, about this issue. نعم والنفس تمنى, يعني تتمنى, and the nafs, it wants that, it desires that, وتشتهي, and craves for that. But then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الفرج يصدق ذلك كله ويكذبه. But as for the private parts, then they will testify to that, or they will deny it. يعني يصدقه الفرج يصدقه كله ويكذبه. So here the action of the private is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered this tasdiq, yani the zina, maybe he will think about it, maybe he will look at it, but then the reality, that's not true zina. The zina is either he's going to do it, he's going to fall into it, and the private's going to testify to that, meaning he will do it, or he will deny that, he will leave it, he will stay away from it. And one of the benefits from this is that any of the actions is considered tasdiq. Then if the actions is considered any, the affirmation of the deed. If it's in the heart strong, then his privates are going to testify to that, and he will commit it. But if his iman overcomes him, then his iman is going to testify to that, and he will leave it. So this is what the author he's referring to here. He mentioned another narration. He says, "Wa fi musnadi min hadithi Abdullah ibn Amr," and also in al-musnad. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal annahu qal irhamu turhamu waghfiru yughfar lakum waylul li aqma'i alqawl waylul lil musirrina alladhina yusiruna ala ma fa'alu wa hum ya'lamun. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show mercy and you will be shown mercy. Show mercy and be merciful to the people and you will be shown mercy. And forgive, and show forgiveness, and you will be forgiven. Show forgiveness, and you will be forgiven. Al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. This is a principle established in the deen, that the reward is from the type of the recompense. If a person is merciful to the people, then Allah will be merciful with him. Irhamu turhamu. Show mercy, and you will be shown mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fil sama. That if you show mercy to those who are on the earth, then the one who is above the heavens, he will show mercy to you. He will show mercy to you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man la yarham la yurham." Whoever does not show mercy, he will not be shown mercy. Here in this narration, he's saying, "Show mercy, and you will be shown mercy. Be merciful." Who should we be merciful to first and foremost? Our brothers in the masjid. Your family. First and foremost, yes, you be merciful to the brothers and them. First and foremost, the family. نعم خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهله نعم the best of you are the best of those of to your to his family I'm the best of you to his family صلى الله عليه وسلم he mentioned and to the family and to the relatives the parents the mother and father specifically but the family members the ones who live with you and they're with you day in and day out they have the most right for you to show mercy of your mercy and your forgiveness and to overlook them in the likes like this. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, show mercy, you'll be shown mercy. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. And this is again from those traits, right? The traits of the believers and described as Al-Imran, that they are merciful to the people. They give them their money. Nam, and they and whenever they make them angry, they don't show them their anger. And they forgive them and they pardon them. And if the one who does this, then he will be shown forgiveness and mercy. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wail li aqma'i al-qawm. Wail, yani wail is a dua for halak and destruction and for punishment. For those people who are al-aqma' is the plural of qima', the people of knowledge. They mention it's like a funnel. And the people who are like funnels for statements. And in English, we have a similar statement. Yani it goes in one ear and comes out the other. And the people, they have their ears are like funnels. A funnel has a big end here and a small end here. And what you put in the top, it comes out the bottom. So, what you put inside the funnel in the top of it, where does it come out? At the bottom. Does it stay there? No, this is he's saying this likewise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be like that. Those people who, the statements come in and go out. They come in and go out. They don't go to the heart. They're not affected by what they hear. They hear the admonition. They hear the reminder. They hear the promise of mercy. They hear the promise of forgiveness. And they hear the path to reach that. And they hear the threat of the punishment. And they hear the threat of the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it goes in and goes out. May these people be destroyed. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made dua against them. Likewise, for those people who are persistent upon sins while they know. They're persistent upon the sins while they know. So he says here, and he's going to another issue. قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتبعي السيئة الحسنة Follow up the bad deed with a good deed. قد يراد بالحسنة التوبة من تلك السيئة And he's going to the issue now. What is the intent by this? And he follow up the bad deed with the good deed. Is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم referring specifically to Tawbah? And he follow up the bad deed with a good deed. What is the good deed being referred to here? الحسنة Is it specifically tawbah? If you do what's the meaning of this? Any specifically? If you do a bad deed, then repent immediately. Is that what it means? It'll wipe it out. Or is there a general meaning, a more general meaning? And if you do a bad deed, do a good deed, any good deed, not necessarily only tawbah. No doubt if somebody did a bad deed and then he made tawbah, no doubt it will wipe it out. Why? The hadith. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi man la dhanba lahu. Naam? That's the beautiful thing about learning principles. So many issues that go back to that principle. So many issues, different topics, different discussions, different rulings in the deen, different affairs. They all go back to principles. Principles. And from them, the principle of tawbah, at-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. Who made that principle? That's the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. Yani from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he mentioned. Yani so then no doubt about that. The question is there's no doubt about that. The one who does a bad deed and then he repents from it in the manner mentioned, then that repentance will wipe out his sin. We'll wipe out his sin, no doubt, he will erase it, because the one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no sin. It's like the one who has no sin. And so the author now, he's mentioning this issue here. And he mentions some narrations, but we read, he says, وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ أَنَّ مَنْ تَابَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ فَإِنَّهُ يُغْفَرُ لَهُ ذَنْبُهُ أَوْ يُتَابُ عَلَيْهِ فِي مُوَاضِعَ كَثِيرًا Now he says that verily Allah, he has informed us in his book that whoever repents from his sin, then verily he will be forgiven. His sin will be forgiven or his repentance will be accepted. In many places in his book, Allah has mentioned this affair. He's clarified this issue. He says, كَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى كقوله تعالى, like the statement of Allah the Most High, إنما توبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم. That verily tawbah, it is only tawbah is upon Allah. إنما توبة على الله. Tawbah is only obligatory upon Allah. This means the people of knowledge, they mention obligatory upon Allah. This is a right that Allah, He has placed upon Himself. And as يعني تفضلا وكرما سبحانه وتعالى, out of His grace and out of His mercy and out of His kindness for mankind, that He has placed this right upon Himself. That whoever repents, then Allah will forgive them and accept their repentance. But who is the one that is and has this right? إنما توبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة. That verily the tawbah is upon Allah, and meaning Allah has written for Himself that He will forgive those people. This forgiveness is only for those who do evil upon ignorance, while in a state of ignorance, upon ignorance. وهم الذين يعملون السوء بجهالة بجهالة, upon ignorance. ثم يتوبون من قريب, and then they repent. They repent quickly after that. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the ones who Allah, He will accept their repentance. He will accept their repentance. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that it's been narrated from Mujahid, and likewise from Qatada, and also from Abu al-Ariya, all of them from the Tabi'een, رحمهم الله, that they mentioned that the companions, they gathered together, and they did not find anything, they found everything that Allah has disobeyed with to be considered jahala, to be considered in ignorance. And they would make statements like, كل من عصى الله فهو جاهل. كل من عصى الله فهو جاهل. Everybody who disobeys Allah, then he is ignorant. He's ignorant. And he, at that moment, even if he is knowledgeable, even if he knows the commandment or the prohibition, he's aware of it. At the time of disobedience, he's ignorant. At the time of disobedience, he's ignorant. He's ignorant with the reality of the greatness of Allah and the power of Allah and the fact that Allah can see him and hear him and knows what he's doing. He's ignorant with regards to the outcome, with regards to the outcome of that sin and how it's going to bring deficiency to his faith and even could remove his faith or be a means to remove his faith. So at the time of committing the sin, he is upon ignorance. He's upon ignorance. And this is something that is very dangerous. He's ignorant. He forgot. Like he does not even know that Allah is watching him and observing him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. He completely forgot about this. He's ignorant of that. Verily Allah, He is observing and seeing everything very well of what you're doing. So the one who commits a sin at the time of committing a sin, he's ignorant. He's in a state of ignorance. He's in a state of ignorance. يعني يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. يعني in that state. But then after that, they repent. After that, they repent. يعني they remember. You know, that they remember again, and تذكروا, that ignorance goes away, that negligence goes away, that heedlessness goes away, and the knowledge of Tawheed returns, and the iman becomes stronger again, and then they يحدثون التوبة. From the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, التواب, التواب, the one who is often accepting repentance, meaning he's the one who constantly and always he's accepting repentance. He's accepting repentance. There is something to be aware of with regards to at-tawbah wa ismillahi azza wa jal at-tawwab, that Allah, He is the one who accepts the repentance. But Allah azza wa jal, العباد يتوبون إلى الله, يتوبون إلى الله, they repent to Allah. والله يتوب عليهم, والله يتوب عليهم, فتاب عليهم ليتوبوا, تاب عليهم ليتوبوا. Allah, He accepts the repentance. But there's an issue here that's very beneficial, and it's with regards to التوحيد. And it is that before a person repents, or with every repentance of an individual, لكل توبة يتوبها العبد لله فيها توبتان. Every repentance a person, every time a person he makes a repentance, Allah, He has two repentance for him. It is Allah Azza wa Jal, He comes to that person and He allows him to repent. Can anything happen in this dominion, in this kingdom, in this universe, in this world, except with the permission of Allah? So therefore, those who repent, they repent with the permission of Allah. Allah, He allowed that person to repent to Him. So therefore, before a person repents, before an individual is given success to repent, it is Allah who came to him and gave him success to repent. It is Allah At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab. He's the one who he allowed him to repent, gave him success to repent. And then the slave, he repents. After the person repents, again Allah, He comes. And He accepts the repentance. And He accepts the repentance. So for every repentance, true sincere repentance from a person, there's two from Allah. Allah, He is the one who gives the person the success to repent. Allah, He is the one who guides that person to have remorse in his heart. He is the one who allowed that person to know Him and to know His majesty and greatness and to know His commandments and prohibitions. It is Allah who allowed him to realize his own deficiency and shortcoming and to feel bad. Allah is the one who guided him to this. And then after he repents and after he has remorse and regret and after he begs Allah to forgive him, it is Allah who accepts that from him. It is Allah who accepts that from him. This is from the meaning of the name At-Tawwab. That Allah, He is the one who accepts the repentance. This is something that if you ponder over, you will find many, many, many great benefits. Many, many, many great, great benefits with you and your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and your connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. If we repent, it's because Allah, He allowed us to repent. And if our repentance is good and accepted, it's because He accepted it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He accepted it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also with regards to repentance, whenever it's sincere and whenever it's true, from the benefits of that, in that statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. The one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no repentance. That the one who really is like the one who has no sin. Jazakallah khairah. The one who repents from a sin is like he has no sin. أحسنت كما أحسنت إليه. أحسن الله إليك كما أحسنت إليه. جزاك الله خيرا. So the what's the topic? التائب من ذنبك من لا ذنب له. صح. Yeah, after that I forgot. والله ذهب عن بالي. Alhamdulillah, maybe Sheikh Khalifi comes. Allahu musta'an. Huh? The one who repents is like the one who has no sin. I remember now. Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will take that from that heart. The person who sins, he has the love in his heart for that thing. The person who sins, his heart is attached to that thing. It's burning in him. He loves it. He wants to do it. Even if he knows it's wrong. At that time, he falls victim to his soul or his desires or to shaitan. He commits the sin. He has love for that sin. He desires that sin. He craves for that sin. Huh? But whenever Allah accepts the repentance, truly, what happens to that craving? What happens to that love? He takes it out of the heart. People that used to love drugs, they used to love fornication, they used to love the worst of this world, they repented to Allah. Allah took that from their heart. He took that from their heart. That's a favor from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.